This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Reuters News Agency says U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully carried out a counterterrorism mission in northwest Syria on Thursday, according to a statement from the Pentagon. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said there were no U.S. casualties in the raid, but gave no further details. Residents of the northwest Syrian town of Atma and residents fighting the Syrian government earlier reported several civilian casualties in the two-hour operation, saying the raid was believed to have targeted a suspected al-Qaeda-affiliated jihadist. Residents said the raid took place around midnight in a densely populated area near the border with Turkey, where tens of thousands of displaced Syrians live in makeshift camps or overcrowded housing. The U.S. Army announced Wednesday it will begin discharging soldiers who have refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a news release, the Army said effective immediately, commanders are to begin involuntary separation proceedings against any soldier who has refused the COVID-19 vaccination order and does not have an approved or pending exemption request. The statement says the order applies to regular Army soldiers, active duty Army reservists, and cadets. The directive was issued by Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth, who said Army readiness depends on soldiers who are prepared to train, deploy, fight, and win our nation's wars. Unvaccinated soldiers present risk to the force and jeopardize readiness. The statement said service members separated due to their refusal of the order will not be eligible for involuntary separation pay and may be subject to recoupment of any unearned special or incentive pays. This is VOA News. Mississippi joined 36 other states in legalizing marijuana for medical use on Wednesday. Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed legislation permitting cannabis for treatment of severe, debilitating health conditions such as cancer, AIDS, and Alzheimer's disease. Governor Reeves says the final version passed last week by the Republican-controlled legislature was designed to curb recreational marijuana use, such as by allowing patients to obtain no more than 3 ounces of cannabis per month or 3.5 grams a day. Mississippi voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure in November 2020 to establish a medical cannabis program, but it was later invalidated by the state Supreme Court. The new law took effect immediately. Authorities in Argentina say at least 17 people died and 56 more were hospitalized in a northwestern suburb of Buenos Aires after consuming cocaine cut with a toxic substance, possibly opioids. Officials say they are working quickly to determine what the cocaine was mixed with, but warned those who have bought the drug over the last 24 hours to dispose of it. Investigators fear the toll could rise, with some people who bought the cocaine unable to reach a care center in time. Facebook's parent company Meta has announced a sharper-than-expected drop in profit, a decrease in users, and threats to its ad business. The social media giant reported losing roughly 1 million daily users globally between the last two quarters of 2021. The company's executives have repeatedly referred to competition from TikTok and other networks while facing numerous probes and complaints of abuse of dominance. Meta's share price was down about 22% in after-hours trading in response to the news. And news reports say the U.S. National Football League plans to investigate allegations of internal tampering made in a lawsuit by former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores against the team and owner Stephen Ross. Flores filed a lawsuit Tuesday in federal court accusing the NFL and three teams of racial discrimination in hiring. Flores alleges that Ross offered to pay him $100,000 per defeat during the 2019 season in a bid to secure the number one selection in the draft. Flores says he refused the offer. Flores, who is black, was fired by the Dolphins last month despite finishing the 2021 season with a winning record of 9 wins and 8 losses and barely missing the postseason playoffs. The Dolphins, the New York Giants, and the Denver Broncos are the three teams Flores has accused of discrimination. Ross said in a statement Wednesday night, called the allegations false, malicious, and defamatory. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.